What's the word, y'all? My name is Jaden Ray, the General Joiner, your host of the General Thoughts Podcast, where I will be sparking intriguing and enjoyable conversations concerning wellness, social constructs, and progression with myself and, of course, occasional guests. So grab some friends, catch a vibe, and listen to these General Thoughts. What's the word? I hope everybody is doing well on this fantastic, fabulous, sunny, almost end of the year, finals week Friday, the Friday before the finals week, for real. I hope everybody is doing well. I hope everybody is ending the semester out on a good note. I hope everybody is in good spirits. I know it's very, very, very tough right now. Anxiety is high, stress is high, which is kind of why, you know, I want to talk about today going against your consciousness and emotional intelligence. And I want to start off with on a broader aspect of just emotional intelligence. And I want to talk about emotional intelligence for the simple fact that at the point of our lives that we're in, we're young adults, we're just now starting to unpack, you know, a lot of the things that in our childhood were toxic and weren't really the best for our developmental psyche. And what I mean is some of the stuff our parents raised us on, some of the ways they raised us weren't the best. And what I mean by the best is like a lot of the ways they used to have us get over things and a lot of the responses they would give us when we would try to come to them and vent and let us know what's going on. A lot of their responses were, you know, to brush it off and just continue moving. And a lot of times, you know, it's not that easy, especially right now when balancing school and is just life in general. As young adults, we don't know how to really process that because we weren't taught how to process emotions. So now that we're old enough to actually understand what emotions are, how to process them, and why we need to process them, I want to talk about why it's important to process emotions intelligently. This is important because a lot of times, a lot of the emotions, a lot of our problems are internal and they're not external. You feel what I'm saying? And what that means is a lot of the problems that happen, we overthink them to the point where we make it bigger than it actually is. And we have so much fear of something happening that it's worse than it actually happened. What that means is if you're scared of something happening that ain't even happened yet, you just creating a bigger problem. A problem that ain't even there, it's not even real, but you've created this problem in your head for something that's not even in fruition yet. And so that's why a lot of times it's not good to be always stuck in your head, always stuck in your conscience. Being an overthinker will cause you to do that. Overthinking everything that happens, thinking that everything has to be perfect, everything has to be set a certain way. Life doesn't work like that. It's supposed to have problems. You just have to become better with solving problems. Problems are not going to stop coming. And the way you go about these problems, solving these problems, is to create your own moral compass and create your own set of values that you're going to stand on and that you're going to believe and that you're going to use and fall back on anytime you have an inconvenience. For some people, that looks like their walk with God. That's amazing. That's kind of what I like to steer toward, just making sure I have a prayer life with God. And prayer life doesn't have to necessarily consist of you getting on your knees and praying every morning, because for me, it looks like getting up an hour before I go to class and just talking. God, I have this going on. I would like to da-da-da-da-da. I would like to work on this da-da-da-da-da. Not necessarily asking him, but asking him to show me the way to get towards that. I don't ask God for discipline. I ask God for a situation to help me build discipline. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's what I kind of request. And so, again, going back to emotional intelligence, why it's important is because, again, we can't be blaming mom and daddy all our life. Well, my mom ain't showing me love, so that's why I don't show no love. Well, my daddy wasn't in my life, so, you know, that's why I'm the way I am, bro. But you 20 years old, bro. you know right from wrong. If you know that you weren't raised on the right principles, it's up to you to create them principles. It's up to you to create that new foundation for your life, because you're the one that got to go through it. You're the one that has to graduate. You're the one that has to provide. You're the one that has to do all of these things. So you're the one left with the issues at the end of the day. When you go down and you lay in your bed, regardless if you got a relationship with somebody or not, you're the one that has to go to sleep on those issues. You're the one that has to wake up and look at that mirror and face those issues head up. Regardless of what you posting on social media that same morning, you may post a quote that's saying, you know, you happy, you good, you gonna post a song, a caption, but how do you really feel? And that's what I mean by your conscience. Like, you making it look like you good, but when you look in that mirror and when you go out into the day, you the one that got to face a problem. You the one that got to do all these things. You. Right? All of that just to say, be patient with yourself. Things will happen. You're not going to know how to control everything. A lot of emotions, you're not even going to know how to process. And that's why, that's when, like, your coping tactics come in. Me, I like to journal, fam. I love to journal. I love to journal because when I don't know what I'm feeling and why I'm feeling that way, I'm finna write it all down. And then I'm gonna go back and read it. And then from that point, okay, why do I feel this way? Is there anything I could have done different? Like, you have to really have a daily or weekly self-evaluation, fam. Like, you're really becoming your own therapist through your own experiences of life. And to learn how to process that stuff, some people go to the Bible. Me, I like to read books on spirituality and self-help, you know what I'm saying? Because them books help me understand, okay, when situations like this come around and you react like this, this is how you could go about alternating that. This is how you can go about relieving these issues, or this is how you can go about making sure they don't come up as prominent. You feel what I'm saying? And we all have that power. We all have that freedom. It's just really about your decision. Are you gonna sit and be like, well, that's just the way I am, and you know it's a problem? Because if you know that's a problem and you still saying that's just the way I am, then you just embracing it. You're not trying to change it. You're not trying to really, you don't really care about your health at that point. If you just gonna sit there and let it be a problem. But if you're one of those people who, all right, I wanna solve it, but I don't know how to solve it, now you just gotta go about being resourceful and finding resources. Sometimes they come along with meeting people. I'm not saying you got to go be friends with everybody. I'm not saying go click up with everybody, go join a group. I'm just saying get yourself in some spaces where you can see different things, observe different things. You know what I'm saying? Hear different opinions, hear different perspectives. Put yourself in places to where you have to kind of get out of your comfort zone. And getting out of your comfort zone is really, what's the word? Getting out of your comfort zone is what it takes. You're not gonna be comfortable when growing. You're not gonna be comfortable when learning a new lifestyle. You're not gonna be comfortable when trying to adjust to something new. You're not gonna be comfortable trying to break old habits. You're not gonna be comfortable not going to them scapegoats. You feel what I'm saying? It's not gonna be a comfortable thing. It's gonna be very, very uncomfortable because it's something new. You're not used to it. You've never experienced it. So the first couple times you try it out, yeah, it's gonna feel bad, terrible, hurt, feel wrong. It's gonna, bro. And it's supposed to feel like that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's supposed to feel like that, bro. If it don't feel like that, you're not really growing. You're not really adjusting. You're not really making no changes. Change is not a linear thing. It don't get better every day. I feel like I've said that in every episode I've recorded. And it feels repetitive, but it's so true because, again, we all in the same boat. We all are in the same environment. We taking the same classes with the same teachers, with the same students, and we seeing the same students in every organization meeting. We seeing the same students in every social setting. So we all have these same issues. You feel me? So don't be so conscious in your head like, dang, I wonder, am I the only one going through this? Or dang, bro, this really what that mean? No, bro, nobody said that but you. Nobody said that but you. You the only person that's in your head that deep. And 9 times out of 10, the people outside ain't even gonna say they don't necessarily care about what's going on in your head, but they don't even know what's going on in your head. So they can't even have an opinion on something they don't know about. You feel what I'm saying? All that to say, I really, really encourage everyone to, when you're feeling an emotion and you don't know what it is, find an outlet. And an outlet can be anything, man, as long as it's healthy. As long as it's healthy and balanceable, you're straight. You feel what I'm saying? And I encourage everybody to continue to try. Because when you don't try, you're just accepting the failure. You don't really fail until you stop trying for it. Keep trying. It's not going to be easy. It's not supposed to be a short amount of time. You can't put no time frame on how long, on when you're going to grow, when you're going to become this new person. You don't really become a new person. You just become a better person. And that's just real.